This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A blacktop highway fenced by undulating guardrails. That's how China's official news agency, Xinhua, described the road that China plans to build in Tibet, up to a Mount Everest base camp. Construction is scheduled to begin next week. Chinese officials say the road will attract visitors to the region. It will also bring the Olympic torch to the mountain next year. The plan is to have climbers carry the torch to the summit. The new road replaces a rough path that climbers have used for years, a path that's very familiar to mountaineer David Brashears. He first traveled along the trail in 1981.
It started out from Lhasa as a pretty good dirt road, and as you got closer to Everest, you crossed a high pass that used to be for people on foot or for beasts of burden such as yaks. And that pass is the Pong La, and it's over 17,000 feet high. And at that point, it was a narrow, switchbacking, rough dirt track that passed through many villages on the way to the base of Everest. Over the years, that road was improved. The road was widened and smoothed out to where it was a pretty comfortable ride to base camp.
Well, now China is planning to build what they call a highway. Can you imagine what that might look like?
Yeah, you know, I think that the word highway is a bit of hyperbole. There are many sections of road throughout Tibet, and they have built up the road bed preparing for this road and built small bridges over rivers. I would think of it as a two-lane blacktop.
In this country, there have been cases where dirt roads through various mountains and some of the national parks have been paved over. Is that analogous, or is Everest in an entirely different category?
I would say it's. I don't want to take the romance out of all of this, but, you know, we were parking 4x4s, Toyota Land Cruisers, and large trucks at base camp, you know, in the early 80s. And the Chinese military did it in the 1960s. So you could look at, take Yellowstone before it became our first national park. It had, I'm sure, crude dirt tracks through it. Then I'm sure in the 30s and 40s, people went through in cars on a dirt road. And now, with the expectations of tourism and all this extra traffic, the roads through Yellowstone are paved. The Chinese and many other people, not just the Chinese, are treating Mount Everest as a tourist destination. Many of these people will never set foot on the mountain. They want to see it. They want to look at it. Just like people want to look at the Grand Teton, just like people want to look at the Grand Canyon, it's a source of fascination, and it's nice to have on your list of things you've seen in person.
You know, with this road, David, how far is too far? It seems like I'm hearing you say that you're not much troubled by the road, but what if it goes beyond that? What if the road comes along with a hotel?
Oh, they've already... You see, I've seen the big changes. There already are small lodges clustered around the Rongbuk Monastery, which should be a sacred place for the benefit of monks who wish to live in isolation and also to meditate. So I don't want to be fatalistic about this and say it's about to happen. I'm deeply disturbed by the idea of this road and what it will bring. But I also am equally concerned with many other changes in the region and in Tibet, which, in my mind, and what's happening in Tibet, the road to Everest is the least important.
David, it was good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was mountaineer David Brashears. He joined us from Boston.